Hello and welcome to another pronunciation challenge. My name is Lee, and today we're going to talk about Cleopatra. Sentence is about Cleopatra, and the question, introductory question, is who was Cleopatra? Who was she? And hopefully by the end of this pronunciation challenge, you will be able to answer a little bit of that question. She's quite a complicated character. A very powerful woman in the ancient world. She was very well educated. She was a polyglot. Polyglot meaning she spoke many languages. Apparently, she spoke Greek, which was her native language. She was Greek. And she also spoke Egyptian, Latin, Ethiopian, which is, I think, Amharic, Troglodyte, which is an ancient African language, Hebrew or Aramaic, which is ancient Hebrew perhaps, Arabic, Assyrian language, Median, and Parthian. So altogether 10 languages, which is quite an amazing feat. She was also a naval commander, meaning she commanded ships, and a medical author. A medical author, she wrote books on medicine, and of course she was a ruler, and consequently a diplomat. The video is about her and two representatives arguing about whether she was a good leader or a bad one. And the following sentence is arguing that she was quite a good leader. And we must remember that history, the story of Cleopatra, was written by her enemies, essentially. Here we go. We'll start off with the sentence. The sentence is, when drought hit, she opened the granaries to the public and passed a tax amnesty, all while preserving her kingdom's stability and independence with no revolts during the rest of her reign. Okay, let's take a look. Now, word number one is drought. So, when drought hit, drought means a long period without rain. So, it's nothing is growing, it's very dry, and that is drought. And hit means that came about when it happened. And hit usually implies that it happened quite suddenly. So when it got dry quite suddenly and perhaps for a long period of time, she opened the granaries. So that takes us to number two, granary. Granary is a place where you keep food, particularly grain, which is rice, barley, these sorts of things. And it keeps it dry and specifically for times of need. You can build up a storage of grain in a granary. So she opened the granaries to the public. The public is things. Public means as things relating to the people. So a public phone is a phone that people can use. And that takes us to the next word, past. Past. And pass, she passed a tax amnesty. Now, what does pass mean? Pass can mean you just walk past someone or drive past, you go by someone. But it can also mean, when relating to government, it means create a law. So the government will vote on a law, and if more people vote for it than against it, it is passed. So it means create a law. So she created a law, a tax amnesty. So that takes us to the next word, amnesty. And amnesty just means to forget. And here it means to forget a previous offense or a previous debt. So if you owed a lot of tax at that time, you would then be relieved of paying that tax. You don't have to pay it because it's forgotten. It's it's a tax amnesty, you've forgotten. You can also have criminal amnesties. You forget previous crimes that's committed and the person is then released. Now let's take a look at number five, stability. Stability is just comes from stable, means that it's not rocking up and down. It's staying quite calm. A country in the middle of a war, for example, is unstable. So anything that any large fluctuation in economy and wealth, so from poor to rich, that's unstable. So she preserved means to conserve, keep. She preserved stability, meaning that there wasn't a lot of war or lengthy periods of poverty in the country. And that takes us to the next word, number six, which is independence. Basically means that the country wasn't under foreign rule. It was its own country. Independent means it does things by itself. That takes us to number seven, which is revolt. Revolt is where the people fight against the country. So there were no revolts. No, the people of Egypt didn't fight against the Egyptian government during the time that she was in charge. And that takes us to the next word, reign. Reign, it can be a noun or a verb. And it means that a king or queen can have reign. Her reign is the time when she was in charge. So basically, her reign is the time that she was ruling Egypt. Okay, those are our words for today. Now that takes us to who was Cleopatra. And we can say that she was a powerful woman in the ancient world. Or we can say that Cleopatra was a very well-educated polyglot. We can also say that she was a naval commander, medical author, and ruler of Egypt. It's also well known that she committed suicide and that she had many affairs with high-ranking people in the Roman Empire. Anyway, please feel free to note any additional comments about Cleopatra in the comments below. And that's the end of today's pronunciation challenge. Hope you enjoyed it, and please tune in next time. Bye for now.